Now, this should set the cat amongst the pigeons in the social media world. Some research released today shows that the Twitter conversation on Australian politics is somewhat skewed, with just 1% of users responsible for two-thirds of the content on the hashtag AusPoll. So who is this group of hardcore followers of Australian politics, and what influence are they having on the political landscape, at least in the Twitterverse? Dr. Axel Bruns is the project leader of a team from the Queensland University of Technology that carried out this research. He joins us from Brisbane this morning. Axel, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
As part of this study, how many tweets did you look at under the AusPoll hashtag?
Well, literally hundreds of thousands. We've been tracking AusPoll now for quite some time. The data that we published today was for about 11 months last year. So there's a very significant amount of tweets that comes through AusPoll during that time.
And it seems terribly skewed. I mean, the finding that 1% of the users here at this hashtag produced two-thirds of the conversation. That's quite an extraordinary imbalance, isn't it?
It is. It's unusual in comparison with other hashtags that we've looked at.
How would it normally go on another hashtag, say?
It depends a little bit on the topic, but you tend to see, obviously you still tend to see a smaller group of people who tend to dominate the conversation. That's quite normal, but not to this extent. In other cases, we've seen with Aus Votes, for example, the discussion about the last federal election, that the top 1% were responsible for about 60% of the tweets. And with broader events, more public, more widespread events, like, say, the royal wedding, for example, it's probably more like 30% of tweets by the top 1% of users.
We should explain for people that aren't using Twitter much that the AusPoll hashtag is where much of the political tweeting goes on, right?
It's the hashtags are sort of a tool that Twitter users are using to mark their tweets as belonging to a particular conversation. They make those tweets more easily findable, and it's easier then for a community to really develop around that hashtag as well, because these can then be regular users, of course, who find one another through the hashtag and keep in touch with one another that way as well.
Now, 1% of the contributors here is still 38,000 people. What do we know about this group that dominates the discussion? Who are they?
So I need to say, actually, this is less than that. It's actually a few hundred people. It's 850,000 tweets.
Yes,
but, the total number of users is much smaller.
Of course. How many users is it? Do we know that?
We're actually talking of less than 300 in the end.
Less than 300,
and small number.
Do we know who they are?
We do, although we can't really release exact details about this. For ethical reasons, we've decided at this point not to release any names or profile identification of these users.
Can you tell us how many of them are federal politicians or federal staffers?
It seems to me, from looking at the accounts so far, that there's actually a relatively small number of actual politicians or journalists in there as well. It tends to be more people who are very deeply interested in politics, possibly quite partisan as well. And they're what a colleague in the UK has actually called kind of political junkies, you know, people who are really, really following politics day in, day out, and talk about politics a great deal.
And was there one tweeter who stood out as more hardcore than the rest?
There is. I mean, even within this top 1%, you've still got quite a distinction between the most active and the less active. So the leaders of this group, the one or two most active people, both, you know, tweeted more than 20,000. I think the top person more than 30,000 tweets over that time frame, which was less than a year. And that's a very significant number in comparison. I mean, I'm just to look at myself, I'm active on Twitter, and I've been there now for 3 years, and I've only cracked the 10,000 tweet mark. So, you know, someone who posts more than 30,000 tweets in a year is certainly, you know, very, very active on Twitter.
Is there anything to suggest, Axel, that people are on this to deliberately try and skew the conversation, or these are just people, these 300 high-end users, let's call them that, are just there because they're enthusiastic followers of politics and engages in political discourse?
I think they're simply enthusiastic, but of course they support certain sides of politics, and in that sense, I guess you could say that they're skewing the conversation, or at least they're certainly very forcefully representing their point of view against people who might disagree with them. So, you know, sometimes Ospol can be quite harsh and can be quite aggressive in its tone, but at the same time, you simply have people there who are really very deeply invested in party politics and simply support their side.
And you found that others were watching hashtag Ospol but not participating. Any way to gauge how large that audience is?
It's very difficult because by nature, of course, they don't generate a lot of content if they're simply watching rather than participating. But what we did find, of course, was that there is quite a large number of people who very occasionally post in Ospol, but are not highly active. They're the rest, the 90% or so of users who really just show up in the long tail of that distribution. So we see certainly that there is quite a significant number of users who see the tweets that come through Ospol, but choose for whatever reason not to be very actively participating day in, day out in it. So that gives us an idea of the broader audience, I guess, for that hashtag.
All right, Axel, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Axel Bruns from the Queensland University of Technology, and of course the Twitterverse is alive to this already. Mark Texter, who's a Liberal pollster, one of the guises, and has been for many a long time, has just established the hashtag in response to your hashtag. We are the 1% is the hashtag if you want to follow this discussion. And Ethical Martini has tweeted that poor old hashtag Ospol, a haven for a handful of sad sacks tweeting in their knickers. Care to out yourself, the one person who executed those 35,000 tweets. Care to out yourself, hashtag echo chamber. So the conversation continues.